JIS Radio presents the Year in Review, highlights of the government's achievements during 2016.
The portfolios of water, housing, and climate change, all marshaled under the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, received special focus in 2016. Strengthening Jamaica's infrastructure to levels that can accommodate the country's development trajectory remains the overall goal. As the government moves to execute its mandate of providing affordable housing solutions for the Jamaican people, one of the major developments in the portfolio last year was the announcement in July that there would be a strategic review of the National Housing Trust. Prime Minister Andrew Holness said the objective of the review was to ensure that every Jamaican who wants to own a home can get assistance via the NHT, and that this benefit will last well into the future.
And that starts with ensuring that the NHT is a strong organization that is agile and responsive to change, that can create the economic basis for building your future and giving hope for your children.
Similarly, the Housing Agency of Jamaica, HAJ, is also to be restructured. In July, Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, said the agency had to be overhauled following audit reports showing far-reaching deficiencies.
We have separated ourselves from the entire management staff of that company and look at repositioning it, remissioning it, and realigning the entire housing institutions to see how we can, in fact, engage the private sector in achieving the targets for housing.
Several strides were made within the climate change portfolio. In November, Prime Minister Andrew Holness attended the 22nd session of the Conference of the Parties, COP22, to the United Nations Framework Convention on Climate Change in Marrakesh, Morocco. During the visit, the Prime Minister and his delegation worked to operationalize the Paris Climate Change Agreement, of which Jamaica is a signatory. They also sought to gather information to enhance the government's climate change policies in order to position Jamaica to reap potential benefits associated with international and national framework agreements. In March, Jamaica hosted a global forum on national planning for climate change adaptation. The forum, organized by the National Adaptation Plan NAP Global Network, saw representatives from 11 countries sharing information on a range of options for financing climate change development plans. And in June, the government signed a Memorandum of Understanding aimed at strengthening climate change adaptation and disaster risk management in Jamaica. The MOU involved the Ministry of Local Government and Community Development, Jamaica Rural Economy and Ecosystems Adapting to Climate Change JA Reach 2 Project, and the United States Agency for International Development, USAID. The partnership will improve the strategic planning, monitoring, and evaluation processes of the ministry and parish councils, and better equip local authorities to include disaster and climate change considerations in projects being undertaken. Under the water portfolio, a significant initiative occurred in July with the undertaking of a major water supply project on the north coast. Minister Without Portfolio in the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation, Dr. Horace Chang, says the objective of the project is to provide 15 million gallons of water per day to the region.
Thousands of hotel rooms and residences are being built out there. So we intend to move quickly to initiate a new 15 million gallon plant at Rabiuno and extend the trunk line from Runaway Bay to Ocheras to ensure that there is a reliable supply of water and that there will be no impairment of development on the north coast, and both residents and visitors will have reliable water.
The government will also be undertaking a program for the extensive repair of the sewage system in the corporate area. Minister Chang announced in December that this is part of efforts to expand the range of water sources available in the corporate area, as well as help resuscitate 7 wells that have become contaminated due to sewage problems.
We are busy expanding the sewer collector system, but we are in fact in a very extensive system of expanding the sewer collector system to ensure that we can reduce the ongoing contamination and hopefully restore some of the wells in the area. It takes a long time, but we hope that will happen over the next year, and plus repairing some of the very old sewer lines that are downtown Kingston.
In 2016, the Ministry of Economic Growth and Job Creation ensured it played its part as the central coordinator of Jamaica's growth agenda.
The Year in Review.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.